Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're all about cutting through the noise, getting to what really matters. And today, we're doing just that with a close look at Alpha Abatement's recent performance reports. This covers, what, June 20th to July 19th? Our mission here is basically to uncover the, well, the really impressive stuff hidden in their digital analytics, achievements, possibilities, all that.
That's right. And these reports, they really paint a picture. It's not just numbers on a page. It's about sophisticated digital health. You know, strategic success. We're going to see how Alpha Abatement is building this really strong foundation, growing smarter, basically, and setting things up for some serious expansion.
Okay, let's dig in then. So looking at their main Google Analytics report first, the growth just jumps out, doesn't it? Like a fantastic 20% increase in active users and new users. That's huge.
Yeah, it really is.
And get this, new users versus returning users, up 50%. What's your first take on, well, on a surge like that?
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is that it's not just volume for volume's sake, right? It signals really strong user acquisition working alongside high-quality traffic. The report hints that this big jump in new users, plus that higher new-to-returning ratio, it kind of suggests this like effective word-of-mouth thing happening. People are satisfied. They're telling others. And you see that quality reflected in the engagement metrics, too. Average session duration, up nearly 18%, hitting a solid 2 minutes.
2 minutes. So people aren't just clicking and leaving.
Exactly. They're not just glancing. They're sticking around, engaging with the content, spending, you know, quality time.
And that engagement definitely pops in the numbers.
Yes.
The overall site engagement rate climbed to, what, 64.3%? That's up nearly 14%.
Yep, pretty impressive.
Plus, the bounce rate people leaving immediately drops significantly, like almost 18%.
Yeah.
That tells you visitors are landing and, well, finding what they need. Great user experience.
It really is.
But digging a bit deeper, is it all rosy? Any specific areas where maybe engagement isn't quite as strong, or say a geographic spot that's lagging a bit behind this overall trend?
That's a good question. And yeah, while the big picture is strong, the report does flag something interesting. There's a slight dip in engagement, specifically from users on older mobile browsers. It's pretty minor, you know, in the grand scheme. But it does highlight a little area they could optimize down the line, ensure that smooth experience everywhere.
Okay, that makes sense. So beyond just getting people there and keeping them engaged, what really seems to set Alpha Abatement apart based on these reports is their grip on local search. It says organic search is driving, what, 68% of all sessions?
Sure.
That's commanding.
Commanding is the right word. And the report connects that 68% not just to general SEO, but to a really targeted content strategy. They're focusing on problem solution type content. So they're catching people right when they start looking for answers, you know, addressing specific needs.
How smart. So it's not just generic keywords.
Exactly. And then you look at their local search grid report. That's the one mapping their Google Maps visibility. They have an average map rank of 3.2, which is fantastic. It means they're consistently showing up right near the top in local map results. Visibility is practically guaranteed.
Wow. And the Rain Tracker report.
Also strong. Shows their local pack coverage, you know, that box Google shows with local businesses. That's up over 23% to hit 60%. So they're right there, front and center.
Yeah, those hashtag one rankings mentioned are huge. The report shows several top spots and even an average position of 1.81 for really key terms like asbestos abatement Shreveport, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just showing up. That's like winning the gold medal for local online visibility, right?
Yes.
It builds a serious competitive advantage.
Absolutely. It's clear leadership.
And you see this success geographically, too. Strong leadership in Dallas, good engagement in Houston and Shreveport, plus they're expanding into places like Midlothian and Sugar Land.
Which brings us to the kind of so what question, right? What does all this strong data mean for Alpha Abatement strategy going forward? What we're seeing is a really mature digital approach. They've managed to expand their audience without sacrificing that crucial engagement quality. That's not easy to do.
It definitely points to some exciting next steps. The strategic growth indicators section seems to highlight a big opportunity to scale up conversion efforts. I mean, with all this high quality traffic coming in, really optimizing those key pages, especially the contact page, seems like the logical next step to turn engagement into, well, more business.
Exactly. Convert that interest. And the geographic development opportunities look pretty ripe, too. Those core markets, Dallas and Houston, they seem ready for, like, deeper penetration. Think hyper-local content, more targeted campaigns. And then those growing secondary markets like Midlothian you mentioned. Perfect chance to build out specific service pages for those locations. Really solidify their share as they grow.
So wrapping this deep dive up, Alpha Abatement's reports, they really show a picture of robust health. strategic growth, clear market leadership.
Yeah.
From getting users in the door to dominating local search, the groundwork feels incredibly solid.
It really does. And that strong foundation of engaged traffic, it just opens up so many exciting avenues for them to keep scaling. For you, the listener, I think the big takeaway here is seeing how powerful it is when you combine, you know, exceptional content that actually solves problems with smart targeted SEO and a real understanding of how users behave. That's how you get tangible business success.
Definitely food for thought. Mm-hmm. So maybe consider this. With such a powerful digital engine already running, how could Alpha Abatement leverage this momentum, not just to capture more business, but maybe to fundamentally change how their industry even connects with and serves its community? Something to think about.